I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We've got a regular familiar guest on Fridays with us right now. He is the executive producer and analyst on air for NFL Matchup on ESPN, longtime senior producer at NFL Films. Happy to have Greg Cosell on the line with us. Hello, Greg. Welcome to the show. Long time no see or hear from. How you doing?
Murph, it is so good to be back with you. How's your summer been?
Summer's been great. Back to work on Monday after a couple of great weeks off. Say hello to our co-host, guest co-host today, Tyler Dunn is with us from Bleacher Report.
Greg. Tyler, great to be with you. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, and I always like when we can see who we're talking to here, too. This is awesome.
Oh, I don't know about that. I got a face for radio, but thank you.
Hey, I know you've been busy off-season working. I want to, if I can, get you in on what our Twitter poll is all about. We've basically been asking people, and you can evaluate this in your role as a film study guy. We spend so much time talking about the Bills. Just to get things started here, Greg, as you look around the other AFC East team, Patriots, Dolphins, Jets, what are some of the big issues? What should folks know going into training camp about those three divisional opponents for the Buffalo Bills? What do you think they're worried about in those three outposts?
Well, here's what fascinates me about the Patriots. Very simple. Last year, down the stretch, they turned into a running football team playing with a fullback on almost 50% of their snaps. Then they drafted Damian Harris this year out of Alabama in the third round. When you draft a player in the third round, you expect him to play. So I'm very anxious to see if the Patriots make a slight movement toward being a running football team. Because I didn't think Brady, and I know they won the Super Bowl, but I didn't think he was quite as sharp as Brady has been in his career down the stretch. The Jets are a very interesting team to me. They've got a few holes, but they've also got some real quality players. And Adam Gase is a highly respected offensive coach, and I think their offense could very well be worth watching. Miami, of course, people have talked about who the quarterback will be. I think it'll eventually be Josh Rosen. Right now, they're a team that I think is probably at the bottom end in terms of talent in the division, and obviously with a new coaching staff. So this could be a little bit of a rebuilding year for them.
Those are all interesting takes. Just back to the Patriots for a second, Greg, and Tyler and I talked about this a little bit in the first hour of the show. Tom Brady, and you mentioned, you know, he's not the way he was. His skills, I believe, have diminished somewhat, but it's not dramatic, and I wonder if he makes up for it just by his mental acuity, his familiarity with that system, his experience, quite frankly. It's almost like he might not drop off the table as some others might, even if his physical skills diminish.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I hope it didn't come across as if I was saying that he wasn't any good.
No.
I just think that there were certain things when you study tape the way I do that I noticed. I thought that his pocket movement wasn't quite the same, and that has always been an absolute strength of his game. I thought that he wasn't quite as consistently accurate as he's been. That's always been a strength of his game, his precise ball placement and location. But I think in some ways, Bill Belichick told you what Brady is and may not quite be at this point, given how they chose to play down the stretch.
You know, how do they work out that backfield then if they do kind of transform into more of a running team? I mean, they've got a lot of backs there, you know, before they even brought in the third round Damian Harris.
Yeah, it's a great point, Tyler. I mean, look, Sony Michel was clearly their number one runner, but they played Rex Burkhardt quite a bit, who's a solid runner and a very, very good receiver who can detach from the formation. But they drafted Damian Harris. Look, Sony Michel's had knee issues going back to Georgia. Maybe they feel that as good as Michel was down the stretch, that he can't be a true foundation back with 250 or 260 carries. So maybe it'll be a little bit more by committee. But there's no question Damian Harris is that kind of back. I mean, he's a pretty big-time talent. He was coming out of high school. He was the number one recruit in the country, had a nice career at Alabama in kind of a committee approach. So it'll be interesting. I think the Patriots will be a fascinating team to watch because clearly they don't have a big-time receiving core right now.
Talking with Greg Cosell, executive producer, analyst on NFL Matchup on ESPN, longtime senior producer at NFL Films. Greg will be with us on a regular basis just a couple of weeks away, right after the Bills' first preseason game. 3 weeks from today, August 9th, we'll have Greg Cosell starting his regular Friday visits. And enough about the Patriots. Let's talk about the Bills for a second, Greg, and about the guy who most people believe is the key man going into his second year, quarterback Josh Allen. You've had a chance to review some of his 2018 tape, huh?
Yeah, I spent some time this summer really doing kind of a deep dive into Josh. I did that with a bunch of the rookie quarterbacks, and you know, it was really interesting. I thought he improved as the year went on, but you know, when I watch quarterbacks, Murph, and this comes from just years ago and getting to know Bill Walsh well and spending time with him, I think about quarterbacks and playing the position perfectly. And so there are certain things, you know, when I watch Josh that need to be improved on, and I think that when I watched him, he tended to leave the pocket prematurely. And when quarterbacks leave the pocket prematurely, they leave throws on the field because they don't get to throws that are there. I don't think he saw things particularly clearly at times. He tended to be a primary read quarterback in his first season, which is very common for young quarterbacks. So what happens when you're a primary read quarterback is if you don't feel comfortable with that primary read, instead of being patient and composed in the pocket, you end up breaking down and leaving the pocket. And that's something he did far too often. I think his ball placement must become much more precise, especially versus man-to-man coverage, because versus man coverage in the NFL, you don't have a big window per se. You've got to be able to really place the ball away from the defender. You know, I think that this relates to my first point. I think that the tape shows that he must get quicker with what I call elimination and isolation. In other words, eliminating what's not there and isolating what is there, especially if they want to take advantage of his strong arm and attack at the intermediate and vertical levels, which they often did by route design.
You know, obviously his supporting cast is going to be better. I mean, better offensive line,
no question.
You would think, you know, better receivers. And like you mentioned, you know, he'll probably work off that first read more in a second year. But, you know, in your experience studying quarterbacks like you study quarterbacks, is accuracy something you can teach, can coach? I mean, is that going to get markedly better for Josh Allen, or is he what he is at that point?
You know, it's interesting you say that, Tyler. There's a lot of people who, smart, reasonable people, disagree on that subject. I think if a quarterback plays with really good mechanics and his accuracy is not great, then that's what it is. But I think that Josh's mechanics can improve dramatically. I think because of his strong arm, he has a tendency for his lower body and his upper body not always to work in sync. That has to happen. Then we'll be able to make a better determination. You know, I also went through all his sacks and all his interceptions, and three things stood out. He needs to get better, and this is a function of being a rookie. This is something you can get better. He needs better pre-snap work recognizing fronts and who he's responsible for in protection, because the quarterback, depending on pressure concepts, often is responsible for a rusher. He was too quick to break down in the pocket, as I said, when his primary was not defined, and he did not turn some throws loose when they were there. So these are three things that can be worked on, especially pre-snap recognition. That's something that normally rookie quarterbacks struggle with, and then ideally they get better. Now, the O-line had some issues as well. There were far too many free rushers at Josh Allen. Sometimes that's the O-line's issue. Sometimes that's the quarterback's issue.
Question for you about Josh Allen and his well-chronicled accuracy issues, 52% last year, completion percentage. I've heard, and you mentioned it, you know, when people talk about accuracy, you said it's a lot of it is mechanics. I've heard Josh admit and heard others who are close to him say it's a footwork issue. It's the bottom half that he needs to work on. Do you see that as a case, Greg?
Without question. Because one thing that if you talk to coaches all the time, what has to happen is the feet and the eyes have to work together. By that, I mean you have to step to your throws. Now, a lot of quarterbacks with big arms, because they've done this their whole lives and they've been okay with it, what they do is they tend to flick the ball and snap off their throws without turning their core and their front foot toward the throw. And if you don't do that in the NFL, eventually that catches up with you. And Josh needs to improve in that area. His feet and his eyes have to work together better.
And one more, I have one more Josh question for you, Greg, and that's, you know, since the offseason began, we heard Sean McDermott and Brandon Mean talk about how they were looking for better decision-making from Josh Allen in his second year. When I hear you talk about quicker elimination and isolation and better pre-snap
same
reads,
thing.
That's all decision-making, right? That's recognizing what he's seen and making a decision.
What I try to do, Murph, is try to, you know, explain it in a little more detail.
Right.
Because it's easy. You know, people say processing and decision-making. I try to explain it in a little more detail. But that's exactly what you're talking about. The other thing that I think comes with experience is a better feel for game and situations. I think he needs better game and situation awareness. He took a few sacks this year, you know, as they were in field goal range that you can't take. I don't know if you remember these specific plays.
Oh, yeah,
I do.
I was just thinking of one, yeah.
Yeah, I you may remember these plays as well because I just saw them recently, but he threw an interception against the Packers and an interception versus the Jets, which were great examples. You know, he ran out of the pocket. He tried to make second reaction improvisational plays. You just have to have better game and situation awareness. The one against the Packers, he threw into the end zone. You know, you can't do that. You just have to have better awareness of game situations, and I think that comes with experience.
Can he make a living, you know, running the ball 10 times a game like he did last year? I mean, we've seen the RG3s fade away, Kaepernick's fade away. I mean, is this sustainable? Because, you know, his athleticism, we see him flying over Anthony Barr, truck-sticking, you know, DBs. I mean, it's an ability he has that maybe no other quarterback has, but I don't know, can you make a living like that long-term?
I don't think you can do it long-term. He was arguably the best quarterback runner in the league last year, and people didn't really talk about that. But he had two 100-yard games, two 90-plus-yard games in terms of running the ball. And these were not necessarily designed runs, Tyler, as you know. These were scrambles. I think that's a big part of his game. Some teams used a spy on him. That may continue this year. I don't think long-term, even though he is a big man, he can make a living doing that. I mean, guys break. Look at Cam Newton. His body's broken down quite a bit, and he's even bigger than Josh. So, you know, I think that becomes a crutch. I think there were times he ran where he shouldn't have run, and even if he gains 12 or 15 yards, people might get excited. But I don't think he can live like that long term.
We're on the line with Greg Cosell, executive producer, analyst, NFL matchup on ESPN, longtime senior producer at NFL Films. We know that the Bills have added, you know, offensive linemen and receiving targets. One in particular, Cole Beasley, coming over from Dallas. What sort of impact, what sort of help do you think he might provide for Josh Allen?
Well, he's your classic slot receiver, Murph, as you know. That I'm not telling anything you don't know with that. And he's very, very good in the short to intermediate areas. He's good on third down. He can run a lot of those sort of option routes, choice routes, pivot routes. Routes that when it's third and six, he can gain 8 yards. And those are the kinds of throws where I think Josh's accuracy will need to be there. Because on those kinds of routes, they're timing routes. The ball has to come out. When a receiver like that makes a quick break off a pivot route, you've got to put it on his hands. You can't throw it behind him. So, you know, I think that he can be critical to this offense, and that'll be a good litmus test for Josh as the season sort of starts and develops and progresses to see necessary throws a quarterback must make. We all get focused, as you know, on big plays, but very often the important plays in games are when it's third and six and you complete a ball for 8 yards. Those become the big plays in games.
You know, Graham, just looking back at this 2017 draft, and I mean, the Bills took Zay Jones ahead of guys like Juju Smith-Schuster, Alvin Kamara.
Yeah.
They probably need more out of him this year. It's time for him to take a step. Is he going to take it?
Well, you know, it's really interesting, Tyler, how the receiving core is going to play out, because Beasley's a slot guy. We know that. Zay Jones, I think, can play there as well, but they have John Brown and they've got Foster, and I really like what Robert Foster brought to the table last year. So I'm going to be very anxious to see how the snaps play out here with four receivers, assuming there's no injuries, with four receivers who I think are pretty interesting. So, you know, my guess is Zay Jones is a piece of this. I don't think he becomes a guy that catches 70 balls or gets 100 targets. He'll be part of it, but we'll see. I mean, you know, you sign Brown, you sign Beasley, and there's no question Foster showed some things last year.
More questions about the Bills for you, if I may, Greg. 6 days away from Bills training camp. We talked a lot about last year's first pick, Josh Allen. What about last year's second pick, Tremaine Edmonds? What would represent a step forward for Tremaine Edmonds in his second year as the Bills' middle linebacker?
Yeah, I think he improved a lot over the last part of the season, Murph, because I think for middle linebackers, the one thing you're always looking at, and people use the word instincts, another one of those sort of catchphrases. For me, the term I always use is play recognition, because what you have to understand formations, you have to understand the depth of the back, you have to understand where the back is, you know, which side he's offset, is he offset to the passing strength or to the running strength, those kinds of things. You have to understand spatial awareness, you know, based on formation. Those are the kinds of things where I think a young Mike linebacker always has to get better, and I think Tremaine Edwards started to get a feel for that as the season progressed. He'll get better in that area, and then you'll really see the outstanding athleticism show up more snap after snap after snap. But I thought he started to move in that direction. The sort of cliche for a stacked Mike linebacker is he has to play with his eyes, and I think that that's critical for Tremaine Edmonds. The athletic ability is clearly there.
Man, it's pretty incredible when you look at what Frank Gore's done in his career. I mean, when this season's over, he might be, probably will be number three all time on the list, and
oh, yeah,
probably going to keep playing after that. What does he still have left to give when you look at him on the film?
I love Frank Gore, and I love when people tell me he's not a Hall of Famer because he was never, you know, a top three back in any given year. I mean, given what he's done over time, very few backs have done that. I think last year he looked very good running the football. Obviously, he's not at the point in his career where he's getting 250 carries, but when you watch him run, I think his skill set is pretty close to what it was. Look, he was never a true explosive burner back. He was always more of a tough inside grinder with a great feel for running in confined space. He always had the ability to get through small creases at the point of attack. He just had a great feel for running the football. That feel is still there.
One more Bills question for you before we move on to some other issues, Greg, in our remaining few moments here. Bills made a roster move today. Raphael Bush retired. Kurt Coleman, who's got, what, 9-year resume in the NFL, last year with New Orleans. Kurt Coleman signs to the roster. What, if anything, can the Bills get from him, would you think?
Well, Kurt Coleman was in Philly in 2010, which was Sean McDermott's last year in Philly. That was Coleman's rookie season, I believe. I think everybody knows what Coleman is. A lot of teams now like to line up with three safeties, and he could certainly fill that role. He's essentially a box player. He's much more of a glorified linebacker at this point in his career. That's the way the Saints used him last year, very, when he did play, and it would depend on the opponent. Let's say you're playing against the Patriots, and they're going to line up with 21 personnel, meaning the fullbacks on the field, Kurt Coleman could easily be a factor and be a part of that defense. He's not likely to play against three wide receiver sets. He certainly is not a post safety, but I think he's a physical, tough, competitive guy. My guess is he's great in the locker room. Obviously, I don't know that. I'm not in the locker room, but that would be my guess. So I think that's what he brings to the defense.
Boy, Greg, you mentioned earlier that Adam Gase is one of the more highly respected offensive minds in football, and we haven't seen Le'Veon Bell for more than a year now. How is he going to use Bell in his offense? Is it going to be similar to what we saw in Pittsburgh, different? What do you expect?
That'll be fascinating. I don't know if he's going to get 300 carries. You know, I happened to be at the Jets minicamp, and Bell looked great in terms of being in shape and just the, you know, his body. He just looked really good. I think he'll be used more as a receiver. When I say more, I know he's caught a lot of balls in Pittsburgh, but I think he'll run a wider array of routes. His last year in Pittsburgh, it was a lot of screens and a lot of checkdowns. I think that Adam Gase sees him more as a guy that he could run intermediate, even vertical routes. He has that kind of ability. So I don't know if Bell will carry quite as much, but I think that you'll see him more involved in the passing game and in the types of routes he runs. But he'll still get 250 carries. I'm not suggesting he's not going to carry the ball much, but I don't think he'll have 330 carries.
Greg, you're at the Jets camp. You can answer this question, I would think, authoritatively. Who's better, the Bills or the Jets? I've seen people say the Jets are three wins better than the Bills this year. What do you think?
Well, You know, those are always hard questions, Murph, to answer now at the end of July.
Yeah.
Obviously, both teams are counting on their second-year quarterbacks, who are very good friends, by the way, to, you know, improve significantly. Obviously, the Bills did not change their coaching staff. The Jets did. You know, much depends on the development and growth of the quarterbacks. You know, I think both teams feel that they'll be able to run the ball with efficiency. You know, I think that the Bills clearly feel their offensive line will be better. I mean, look, the Bills have a new starting center who's very good. They'll have a new left guard, Quentin Spain. They'll have a new right guard in Spencer Long. And I assume is Cody Ford likely to be the starter at right tackle?
I would say likely is a good word, yes. Best way to put it, yes.
So, I mean, four of their five offensive linemen will be different. I think Deion Dawkins needs to improve as well. He struggled at times in one-on-one pass protection a year ago. But, I mean, I think that, you know, both teams have new players in important positions. And, you know, it all depends on how these players improve. But it starts at the quarterback position.
Going to be fun. And I love the way the schedule sets up. The Bills open with the Jets and finish with the Jets. Final Sunday of the regular season. It's going to be fun. Hey, Greg, it's always fun to talk with you. We're looking forward to getting it going on a regular basis. 3 weeks from today, right after the Bills-Colts preseason game on Friday, August 9th. Thank you for this today. Good talking to you.
You too, guys. Thanks so much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.